John Phillips is joining me. John is the mayor of the city of Burlington, the development director of Notre Dame. He's also the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. I don't know if he's got any other jobs in his pocket or not, but I think, what is it, three's enough for now?
Yeah, three's enough now. Actually, I'm the strong back, weak mind of my wife's trophy business,
okay.
too.
Okay. For whatever, but anyway, we talk about, John joins us every other week, we talk a little bit about, okay, so what's going on in the city, if there's any changes that have changed, to come about. We are noticing that, in fact, we were just talking about the fact that mask wearing, the mayor of Iowa City declared, whether legally or not, that masks were required everywhere in Iowa City, but that is not the case here. But we are seeing a number of individual stores that are doing their own, and then basically they are chain stores, and the entire network of those chain stores, Walmart, Kohl's, Target, et cetera, all announcing mask requirements in all, in different, and some of them are, haven't started yet. Some have been in effect, though.
Yeah, I think you also have to realize that some of these stores, when they're making that requirement, they're doing the requirement for their employees. One of the things that I've read is that there is real potential for, if an employee would get sick, that they could, you know, legally sue their employer for not requiring it. So I'm not sure where we are at yet. I guarantee you that I'm not going to be jumping out and issuing proclamations in defiance of the governor. She has access to more numbers than I will ever have, and at least that's my personal thought. If you know, again, like this, how's this all started? If you're worried about your safety, the safety of others, please wear a mask. Please wash your hands. Disinfect your hard surfaces and stay home if you're feeling poorly, or if you're taking care of someone that's poorly. So, I think personal responsibility goes a long, long ways, and everybody has to do what they're comfortable with on this item.
Okay, here's a question. Let's go to we're going to be jumping around a little bit, but Burlington Schools announcing that they are going to be they've got Pat Cohen in to talk about the fact that they've got an A, B, and C, or Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C. Plan A is what they're planning on doing and going in, and that is they would have students in class A days and B days. Every student would be at least every other day in the classroom, and they may expand that by using course and by using James Madison to make it so that some students could be, you know, some classes could be straight through Monday through Friday. But the question is, what is Notre Dame? Do you have a plan for Notre Dame?
Well, Notre Dame's plans have been pretty pretty straightforward all along. Our plan is, and I don't mean to simplify it, but our plan is we're looking to be back in school, given that we have the permission and the ability to do so. We have looked at online or a hybrid online system with alternating days as a backup plan to that. We plan on being face-to-face in schools where we're putting in some when you're at a table, like an art table or a science table, we're going to be putting in some shields there to help protect the kids. But all that can change with a press conference or a phone call. And so Our plan is going back to school as normal as we can, but we have been using, Notre Dame has been progressive, we have been using digital and online learning apps for a long period of time. We taught our kids all the way through May 28th last year. We did not take a break when schools were closed. And so our goal is to provide the best education possible, but those plans are fluid. And they'll change.
And that's the words that Pat Cohen also, he used the term fluid, but he also said that at the same time that whatever plan they have that's in operation, they will have at the same time going on, I gave him the term parallel programming, because that will be online programming will be there plus the in-school. So it'll be they easily switch up or down, depending upon what you what's going to be going on in the individual situation.
That's right. Our administration and especially our teachers have been pretty nimble, and we appreciate that. Their main goal is to provide the best education as they can. And we have a few students that maybe have an immune system that's compromised. And if that's the case, we'll be providing learning lessons for them at home.
All right.
If they can't come.
So, again, but you will respond as needed to whatever the situation is.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at, you know.
And in the city, I guess what? In the city, there's really no change. Is there any change at all?
Not really. I mean, if you look around, we're still getting work done. Central Street, a repaving project is actually going fairly quickly. So we're really excited about that. And we're continuing on. We did have, we're still having the closed city council meetings. We did have a few more people in the Thomas J. Smith, chambers this week, but they were all family members who used to hanging out with each other. To honor one of our officers who had a 30-year service award. So.
Okay.
But other than that, we're still call-in, but we're still everything else is moving ahead with the city as far as getting projects done. You can still do business with us. We just do it electronically, or you make an appointment to come in individually.
And we have been somewhat out of the we've been out of the line of fire, so to speak. There was a report that came out. Red zone counties, yellow zone counties, we're in neither one of those. So we have the number of cases that we have has not, we've not seen a huge surge. We have seen some increase, but we have not seen a huge surge. And we have not had a death in the county since the second week of the virus breakout.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're lucky in this county because we have several organizations like Emergency Management Commission that is out there, you know, informing people, continually beat the war drums about the cleanliness factor and sterilization of services. And so we have been lucky, yes, but we also have been, I think, somewhat proactive in trying to get that message out to our citizens as quick as we can.
All right. City employees, office employees, are they all operating out of the individual offices, or are they still operating from home?
Well, most of them are operating out of the offices, or they're running the split schedule if there's a couple of them in the office. So we also have some protocols in place to protect them as well. So, you know, our city manager, Jim Furneaux, he was right up on the top of this issue for our city staff. And for instance, like work crews, we were running split shifts there so to keep the group in a certain level. And we went over and over again about the protocols.
And we went back to, just briefly, back to masks. Are masks required to do business with the city?
No.
Okay. So you can... but again, social distancing,
yeah,
and being 6 feet and all of those other sorts of things, those requirements are all in place.
It's
right?
Kind of like what we were discussing off the air before. You know, for me, if I'm going to wear something, it's going to be a shield to protect my eyes as well.
Yeah.
And so there's even, you know, there's when you read these studies and you hear the, you know, the experts on both sides, everything is. No one knows for sure, really, what the right thing is to do. So I think we're somewhere in the middle there, and we're asking people to use personal responsibility, which is that's first and foremost.
Well, the one thing, and you said no one knows for sure what the right or what the personal responsibility is. No one also knows what the future will bring.
No.
So it's
yeah.
we've been sort of flying blind since the middle of March, haven't we?
It has been a weird year.
It's been a weird year. All right. Well, John Billups, thank you for dropping by, and we'll look forward to having you back in a couple of weeks, and we'll see how things are as we get closer to school opening, as we get closer to who knows what might be changing on the horizon.
I would also like to remind people, we do have the Burlington Pot on Blue and Gold going on right now. You can buy a ticket for $100. Went up to $100,000. You have a 1 in 53 chance of winning. Tell me where you can get better odds than that. It'll be 75 cash prizes. You can buy those tickets at Notre Dame. Just come right to the development office. We'll sell them. We will have families out selling them soon. But those monies and proceeds go to teacher benefits and salaries because we do not get the school property tax dollars, so we're trying
to
support our school.
And the big drawing will be October 3rd.
Yes.
All right. John Billups, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Steve.